Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, if you've ever looked up at the sky on a late autumn's evening and seen a swirling, shifting cloud of birds, you've witnessed one of nature's most mesmerising displays, a starling murmuration. And our reporter, Maura Fay, has been looking into the science and the spectacle behind these aerial ballets. And Maura is here. Hello, Maura.
Hi, Claire.
They are stunning. I love that video that you posted this morning of the murmuration. It is mesmerising, isn't it?
It is. You can't take your eyes away. It just stops you in your tracks. So just to explain what a murmuration is, it's where hundreds, sometimes thousands of starlings gather together. They move just before dusk. They move in a fluid wave-like pattern. It also almost looks choreographed, but it's actually a survival tactic. It's a way to confuse predators like birds of prey.
Now, you've been meeting some people who are fascinated by them.
Yes, I met Philomena Brady. She's 70 years old from Ballinagar village from outside Tullamore. She's a photographer who was inspired by James Crombie's famous image of a murmuration over Loch Ennell in Westmeath. You might remember it, Claire. It went viral in March 2021. It showed a starling murmuration taking the shape of a bird. Philomena's been chasing murmurations ever since then. Locals have nicknamed her the Lady of the Lake. I met her at Lilliput on the shores of Loch Ennell on an evening last week, and she told me how long she's been photographing the starlings.
This is my fourth season now, and I started following them when James Crombie's famous photograph went up there, and I just came over here one evening and I just got hooked, absolutely hooked on it. And I started coming every evening, and the first year I did 70 days, the second year I did 72 days, and last year I did 113 days. So I'm trying to break my record for this year.
And when does murmuration season typically begin?
Well, right now they start coming, but the big action doesn't happen really until February or March, mid-March they leave. And around the middle of February, they really get busy. But you can be surprised. That's why I come, because you never know what they're going to do. Even on the quietest evening, they can do, if there's a bird of prey up there, he will set them crazy and they'll do all sorts of manoeuvres and shapes, you know.
What is it that you like about the murmurations?
It's magical. It's all I can say. When you see it once, you're hooked. Well, I was anyway, you know. I it's incredible to watch. And when it's such a big bunch of them and they do so many amazing things and they can come in over your head, and the noise of their wings and the sounds from them is just magical.
Do they appear every evening you come here?
Most evenings, they can come in and just go down, you know, and they mightn't do any manoeuvres, you know, so it's just a chance you take every evening. And if they come down and they come in here and they go down here at night, they're liable to come back the next evening to the same place. But if they came in this evening and moved across over there towards Bloomfield, you would go there tomorrow evening, because that's likely where they'd come in tomorrow evening, you know. It's when they move in the evening, you kind of know they're going to be somewhere else, you know.
She knows them so well at this stage. Did yourself and Philomena get to see any murmurations, Maura?
Well, as Philomena said there, you're not always guaranteed a show. She told me, though, that she always gets to the lake early to give herself the best possible chance of seeing something.
I'm always here half an hour or an hour before, maybe it's 2 hours before to come, because I have to walk my dog and feed Robbie. I feed a robin up here and she lands on my hand, so I feed her.
It's now 22 minutes to six. Yeah. It's just starting to rain. Yeah. Will the weather affect the birds coming in, do you think?
Well, it came in the other night and it was spilling rain like this, and they still kept coming in, you know, but they might just go down. Like, they have gone down the last couple of days. They didn't do any murmuration, you know, just back and cross once and then went down, you know.
And was there many people coming here last murmuration season?
It was very, very busy. Very busy in everywhere. They were from all over. Like, you know, you couldn't get parking space around here. And it was crazy, you know.
Just as you talk, here they come.
Here they come. Yeah, they're starting to come in now.
They're flying overhead. There's different groups of them. So what happens now? Do they all congregate?
And they congregate down there, and they can just get into a group and start going up and down, you know. And it depends on the... If there's a bird of prey up there, they'll start going crazy, like, and doing crazy things. And with the weather this evening, it could just maybe just come in and go down, you know. You don't know what they're going to do. We really don't know. It's a kind of a, it's like a big, there, look, you can see them there, look. Yeah. See them going over the White House. Just yeah. back here to, see them?
Yeah. They're flying around in a little group. God, it's stunning. It's just, I don't know what way to describe it. It's
that's only a small bunch, like, you know, I mean, yeah. it's amazing.
They're moving in a cloud and just turning and twisting. It's so spectacular.
And if there's a peregrine or a bird of prey up there, they really will go crazy, like, you know. See them?
Yeah.
And they gradually get bigger.
So as more starlings yeah. come in, migrating, we'll see them more later in the season.
House there. Mm. And they'll go in and out. Now, they have gone down, but they might come up again. But that's only a small bunch. Like, it can get much bigger than that, you know. There they are again, look.
Yeah.
Sorry, I get a bit excited when I see them.
I think we'll just stand back and watch them, yeah. Philomena, will
yeah.
we?
Yeah, they're just over the White House now, look. That's not the White House in America.
That's a person's house that lives next to the lake and their house happens to be white. They must have some view every evening.
Absolutely, yeah. I'd love to live there.
The White House in Loch Ennell is the place to be if you want to see murmurations. What is the advice from Philomena if you'd like to spot those in the flesh?
So Philomena posts the footage and images of the murmurations she captures to Starling Murmurations Ireland Facebook page, and she mentions what part of the lake the starlings are flying to, as Loch Ennell is quite large. But Philomena stressed to me that people should not approach the reeds where the birds go down to sleep for the night on boats or kayaks. And she also told me people should not fly drones near the starlings as it upsets them. Now, Birdwatch Ireland has, for the last 3 years, has actually been doing an online survey of starling murmurations around Ireland, where people can report the details of murmurations they've witnessed. Head of Communications and Development with Birdwatch Ireland, Niall Hatch, told me that Loch Ennell in Westmeath is the most consistent location for murmurations occurring, but they also commonly happen over the Albert Bridge near the River Lagan in Belfast, over Wexford Town, and at the Cabra Wetlands in Tipperary. Niall told me that, unfortunately, murmurations are becoming less frequent due to a decreasing starling population.
Still, in numerical terms, a common bird in Ireland, but nowhere near as common as it would have been, let's say, 100 years ago. And we probably wouldn't be having a discussion like this 100 years ago or earlier, because this would be such a common phenomenon that people wouldn't even remark on it. I'm sure it still looked amazing, but it would be an everyday occurrence all across Ireland, and that's no longer the case. And there's several factors behind that, because we have a core breeding population of starlings in Ireland, but that doesn't account for all the birds that are in murmurations. In the autumn and winter months, we get a big influx of starlings from elsewhere in Europe as well. And actually, studies of birds that have been fitted with metal rings on their legs by ornithologists have shown that actually a lot of the birds that participate in these murmurations over Irish wetlands and towns, they come from the Baltic Sea region. So we get rings in from places like Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, that area. And so it seems there is a significant influx of starlings from that region into Ireland. We think some come from Scandinavia as well, maybe places like northern Scotland too. So they're coming from a wide area into Ireland. And those birds just stay for the winter and then move back to breed in those countries, leaving our core population here in Ireland. Of a few hundred thousand birds. And the fact of it is that we're seeing fewer of these migrants. Climate change is affecting them. There's fewer places for them to roost and to rest. And because the starlings like to gather in these big numbers, that's a very important part of this murmuration. They gather because they all want to sleep side by side, maybe in a reed bed or a woodland nearby. And actually, there are fewer of those habitats too. So fragmentation of habitats means that there's less opportunity for these birds to gather in these big numbers and less point in them doing so. So that might be affecting it as well. If anyone listening wants to report a murmuration in their area and help us to keep track of them and help our scientific work, if you go to birdwatchireland.ie and look for the Irish Starling Murmuration Survey there, you'll be able to plot that on a map, let us know where and when you had the birds. And then that feeds into a big database. You can also go and look at the map and see where other people are seeing these murmurations, see if there's one near you, see how consistent it is. And that's often a very good clue as to where you might be able to see it yourself. And I would urge everybody to get out and try to see a murmuration this winter. It really is a jaw-dropping spectacle.
It's so beautiful. It's calming, I'd say, as well, more, is it, to
yeah,
see it?
Myself and Philomena spent an hour at the lake and it was just one of the most magical hours of my life. It was so peaceful.
You'll have us all flocking to Loch Ennell now and to Philomena. And listen, if you have any photographs or videos of murmurations, send them in here. We'd love to see them. 51551 or the WhatsApp number, which is 0870 32 32 32. And thank you to Philomena and to Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland and to our reporter Maura Fay. Next up, films that have documented the lives of music stars.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.